So earlier today, I dropped a video and said, I'm going to drop some higher knowledge on you. And when I said that, it felt good. It actually felt good. Not like a prideful way. It just felt good to be able to share some higher knowledge. And somebody commented on the video tonight. And she got it. She's used anything with the phonics psi, like she said, science. Anything with psi is from the other side. And the other side is beyond. Beyond the flesh mind. It's the spirit mind. It's a heavenly. It's actually what I'm giving you is a heavenly language, to be honest with you. If you're saved, you have it. You can see it if you work hard enough. It takes a little bit of work to get there. You have to get a pen and a pencil and paper, and you just have to start breaking the words into parts. If you do that, if you take every word you can think of and just start breaking it into parts, the cognates, you'll start to see patterns. And then as you unfold those patterns, it's like a spiral. You start to see truth. And it takes about 7 years before you really grasp it. But some of us have already spent the time. You could just listen. You could learn it faster just by listening to other people. But you're learning a new language, because the language that's right in front of you is for the common man. It's for the common person. There's another language hidden in plain view. And the other language is a heavenly language. Now, when John the Revelator went to heaven, he spoke his language, but they could understand. They could understand the language. See, the way God is, he can have a language that is applicable at every dimension. God has a language that's applicable at every dimension. The same truth is in mathematics. The same truth is in physics. Physics is spelled P-H-Y-S, psi, a form of psi. H is higher realm. Heaven is higher education academy, H-E-A-V-E-N. So when you go to heaven, you have a higher education academy experience. V is cut in. It's when you go to heaven, it's a higher education academy experience cut in. You're being cut in even higher. Now that language is right here, right now, because the same truth is everywhere all the time. The Lamb slain before the foundation world. You can decode deja vu, you can decode your name, you can decode your destiny, you can decode other people's names, other people's destiny, you can decode the goats and the sheep, you can decode everybody. Now anybody could be saved. God will change their name. You know, God will give you a new name, the Bible says in Revelation. So a person who's a goat can get saved, but God gives them a new name, you know. It's a process, though. It's a hard process when somebody's named after the goat. Borg, six, six, high mind, and then they get saved. You talk about God. When a person is a goat, I've listened to, talked to enough people and their testimony. A person who's really went to the dark side and they got saved, they have to go through a lot. They see the other side in the dark realm. They'll see a demon show up in their face. They'll see something fall, a hole in the ground, or they'll see the other side, but in the dark realm. When I say the other side, beyond, there's heaven and hell. There's heaven and hell, you know? The other side. If you don't believe there's a heaven and hell, why is there a night and a day? Why is there flesh versus spirit? Why does Wile E. Coyote chase a roadrunner, and that's been on a cartoon forever? Why does that cartoon keep going? Look at the characters look at the characters in the movies, like the ones that got right or got healed or whatever, or went, moved from evil to healing. Look at the Jessica Jones character. Pure evil. That woman was pure evil. And what happened to her? She went through hell and back, and then she finally, towards the end, the last scene, I think she had quit running. See, she was actually running from her guilt, shame, condemnation, whatever. And at the last part, she quit running because she was getting a ticket to Florida or Texas or somewhere. And he said, where are you going? She had her hand out, get ready to take the ticket. And something the policeman said or something, he said, why are you running? We could use your help. She said, I don't want to work for y'all. You can be independent, he said. So anyway, she quit running at the end. She was running. And that's what's happening with all the goats. They're running from God. They're running from God. They're running from the truth. They're running from reality. What is a drug head doing? They're running from reality. Why do they want to do drugs so bad? Because they hate this place. They're trying to escape it. Why do they hate it? The reason they hate it is authority is cutting them. They're being hit and cut and turned. Instead of facing off with their sin and running to Jesus, they want to be their own Jesus, and they want those drugs. They want them drugs and drinking to be their Jesus. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to drink alcohol, I mean, or smoke, whatever. I don't care what they do, but I'm telling you, an alcoholic or a drug addict, they were trying to get their relief instead of facing their problems, instead of facing their issues head on. And letting the universe cut them and turn them, they went to a substance to deal with life. Yeah, people die. Yeah, there's divorces. Yeah, there's problems. Yeah, you might lose everything, but you can gain it right back. This whole reality is about renovation, recreation, what do you think recreation is? Like right now, I'm going to Lowe's. I got a little room I got to paint. A little rental I'm painting, and I'm just doing a little bit each day. I'm going to Lowe's right now, and it's kind of like recreation. I'm enjoying life. I'll probably go to Walmart and get me some silicone caulk and stuff, and a putty knife. I don't know what happened to my putty knife. I know I got it, but it's always good to have two of them. Reconciliation, recreation, renewal. I don't know why I said reconciliation. Maybe somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to be reconciled back to God. I was talking about recreation or recreation. I said reconciliation out of the blue. I don't know why I said that. Somebody must need to hear that. Reconciliation. But reconcile back to God is what it's really about. Somebody needs to be reconciled back to God because you stepped away. See, here's the reason people step away. They're afraid to sell out. Why are they afraid to sell out? Let's just break it down to the basics. Why are you? I already know why you're afraid to. If you don't want to sell out to God, I'm gonna tell you why. Because you still want to do your will. You still want to please somebody, please the world. You don't want to be ostracized. You don't want to have trouble. You want to have you just want to keep the steady status quo, and you want to be in peace, and you don't want to be attacked, and you don't want to be a target, and you don't want to be ridiculed and mocked and all that stuff. But I'm sorry, you can't straddle the fence. You're going to have to sell out to God. Am I saying you're perfect? No, none of us are perfect. We all mess up. But when you sell out to God, faith alone, in the finished work of Jesus, the whole world comes against you. Why? Because it's a works-based system. Why is it a works-based system? Because it's a pride of man. Man wants to, instead of giving God the glory, man wants the glory. Look what I did. I have a dream that I'm trying to accomplish, and it's step by step. I'm getting there little by little each day. Now, when I get to that dream, I'm thinking I'm almost there, maybe two more years. When I get to that dream, am I going to say I did it? No. Because without me, you can do nothing, the Bible says. If I do it, if I get there, even if I don't, at least I have the dream. It's better to have one and have a vision than not, because without a vision, people perish. Even if I don't get there, that's fine. I'm cool. But I really believe I can do this. It's this process. By the grace of God, I think I can do it. My main problem in the past of not accomplishing it is I didn't have the I didn't really understand why wasn't I making progress before? I'm trying to what was I missing before? Only reason I'm telling somebody this is because I'm if you're honest with yourself, what I did in the last year with a couple properties, the stuff that I've done, I could have done it a long time ago, but what was hindering me? Well, I was looking for the truth, I was decoding, and I was learning, I was investing, learning how to do stocks and stuff like that. But I was also kind of lazy. I mean, I've always worked two jobs, I wasn't really lazy in that, but I was lazy towards the dream. I was lazy towards my dream, but why was I lazy towards my dream? Okay, so it seemed like insurmountable odds. Okay, so here's the difference. Something happened, something clicked in my mind, and here's what happened. If you're going to run 10 miles or walk 10 miles, but you want to have some... You got to take it 1 mile at a time. If you have a journey that you're trying, that just seems like an impossible journey, you have to do a little, let's say you're going to run across the whole country. You'd have to do it in pieces. And so I was trying to, so what I was doing before, I was trying to do everything at once and I get burned out. And I wasn't being, and it wasn't in balance. So then what happened was something clicked. Where I could see how I would come up with the issue. Well, how am I going to fix that? Or how am I going to do that? And then what I saw was if I just sit back and pray and think about it, God would reveal an easier method or an easier way, or the material would come to me for free, or something would be given to me for free, or an idea would make it cheaper, or think outside the box. And so... When you're overwhelmed with too much, you can only do a little bit each time. But you have to have that vision. And you have to break that vision into pieces and do one piece at a time. Kind of like if you download some software for some project management, you have a project and you're just doing a little bit at a time. And maybe I'll find me some software for my phone to download like projects that I'm working on. Because I still deal with that same issue. I'm glad I had to talk through this because I didn't even think about it. Think thoroughly about why I couldn't do it before. Because I could have done it while I was decoding, but it's just a lot of work, you know. Also, when I cut back sugar last year, it changed my whole perspective of life. It affects your mental, your emotional, your physical, no pain. So I spent the last year learning medical stuff, but at the same time I spent the last year on another project that I spent the whole year on it, and I finally finished it. And so it has to do with what's going on the inside is happening on the outside. And so that's what I was going to talk about, higher knowledge. So what I've learned is the higher knowledge that I'm talking about is as you are introspective and you start moving towards health and wholeness and getting your inside right and fasting. One of the things that helped me this year is doing 14-hour fast every day. And while I'm fasting, I don't have to worry about finding food or anything. I can just work. So the higher knowledge is this. When you start renovating your body ship, the outside starts to become easier. You feel better and everything flows, and especially with fasting. You get a lot done when you fast because you're actually breaking time. Fasting breaks time. And I've talked about that before. You're actually reversing time when you fast. You're stopping time, to be honest with you. And you, I know you're stopping time. It might be that you're reversing time. I'm in Lowe's right now. I'm wondering if you're, I'm pretty sure you stopped time. I don't know if it's reversing. I have to think about that. But I know you're stopping time when you fast. Because time is just a cycle, and you're breaking that cycle. You look younger, you feel better, you feel 20 years younger, you're stronger. I mean, really, fasting is the secret to this. No sugar in fasting. So Cain killed Abel. Sugar cane is bad for you. So sugar is pretty much your enemy, and they know it. And I really believe people could probably live, they might even be able to live 1,000 years right now if it wasn't for what they're doing to the atmosphere and the food and all that. I think you could probably live 1,000 years if you started when you were young and if they were not poisoning the air and everything else. But the Bible says you've been promised 70 years. But anyway, even if you couldn't live 1,000 in this dispensation, then I'm pretty sure if you ate right, you could be the whole time on your way to 70, you could be as strong as an ox, you know. And you just die of old age one night when you're asleep. The secret is, like I said, longevity. And take a little bit, you don't have to be in a hurry. The universe is not in a hurry. This is the higher knowledge. You never have to be in a hurry in a relationship, in getting a project done, anything. Getting some knowledge about your health, just start with what you know. And as that knowledge builds, you'll be like, wow, I had no idea. And then you just start building upon it, you know, little by little, piece by piece, line by line, precept by precept, here a little, there a little, and it just grows. And if it becomes a part of you, you won't forget it, you know. People say, well, will I forget this? No, you won't forget it. If it's a part of you, you can't forget it. Like the Holy Spirit teaching you stuff, you're not going to forget it. Once you hit source code knowledge, you can't forget it because the source is everywhere, right in front of you. It's impossible to forget it. All right, so let me talk to these people. The sad part about dropping higher knowledge on certain people, they call you crazy. They don't even know what they can't hear you, so they say, you're crazy, what are you talking about? And you can actually show it to them, and they're like scratching their head. Now, some people, they say, this is too much, I can't handle it. When I first started seeing this stuff, I started telling people, they said, I can't handle this. One lady, she about had a nervous breakdown. She said, I can't listen to this. And I said, why is it scary? She said, no, it's just too much. It's too much. That was early on. Now I just get people a little bit. Too much is not good for them. Unless they're on this channel, and then they can go to my website and listen to all the audios in their own time. Putty knife. Higher knowledge, people. You're not going to get it
from Lucifer. You might get some higher, them other side knowledge, but it's not going to be according to truth. You're going to have to go to God for higher knowledge. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right. That's enough for today. That's enough. I think that's enough. It's just, the thing about it is, it's not that big of a deal. It really is not. It's really not. It's really not. If you can get the fact that 3D is just temporary and you really digest that, then you'll start seeking higher knowledge. 3D is just an object lesson. I mean, it's just an object lesson. I know it sounds crazy, but it's temporary. It's completely just totally temporary. I mean, it's really, it's not something to be, it's not even, 3D is malleable. Let me say it again, 3D is malleable. Anything that's malleable, see, eternal truth is not malleable. 3D is malleable. Anything that's malleable, anything that's temporary is malleable. It can be changed. If 3D can be changed, but 5D can't, because that's eternal truth, which one's more important? Which one should you seek the most? You know? It's really a no-brainer. It's really a no-brainer. So when I see people so caught up in the 3D drama and all that, and it's like, are you for real? You really care about that? It's like, and we all fall into it. I fall into it at times too, because you get hit, the devil hits you with 5 darts, and it's like, it's overwhelming, you know? Here's a sponge to sand with, and it's $5. Talk about ridiculous. Piece of sandpaper for $5. Some crazy stuff. See, they're messing with you. They're devaluing the dollar. The more they print, the more it devalues. And everybody's going crazy right now. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Right now, people are begging for a place to stay. If you really want to get rich, go buy your house, rent it out, get the first and last month, get a security deposit, and stay on top of it, you can get rich. And if they make sure they have proof of income, this is the time to get rich right now, if that's your goal. But the main thing is to help people. But most of the time when you help somebody, when you help people that don't want to help themselves, they try to get over on you. Every time.